can you boost morale when those who are efficient, those who meet targets, are actually punished? If you look at throughput of actual patients through the A&E and through the hospital, it's comparable with Sligo, a regional hospital, with St Vincent's in Dublin, yet they don't get the same budget, they don't get the same doctors, consultants. So, you know, it's clear that we're getting a raw deal up in Donegal.
We now have a debate coming very quickly, and it's something you've raised in the Dáil about the commissioning and opening of the new A&D and associated medical units in the new building there. The question now is, will the HSC equip and staff it? This gives armour to the debate that they should, and do so quickly.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we waited too long for the A&E that we deserve in Donegal. Like, I've had the privilege of walking through the building, and it's very exciting that will be manned soon, you know, that we'll have two floors above it, you know, with modern, you know, wards, with modern rooms, with the proper facilities that patients and staff deserve. But we need it opened as soon as possible. And there's two issues. One is the equipment of the actual building. But the second is, you know, there is going to be needed additional resources in reality for the management and for staff. There are going to be, you know, a wider range of demands. You can't do that transition on a revenue or cost neutral basis. So that's the challenge now. But I'm confident it will be open this year, but the HSE are going to have to be a little bit more flexible than they have to date.